Well, Kristen, as you know, I am no fan of superhero movies.
You are not.
And I feel like, and I think you would agree, that they've gotten pretty much only worse over the last year or so. Do you think?
They've been pretty awful, not just as superhero movies, but just bad as movies,
just
period.
Bad as movies.
They're just awful,
right.
Awful movies. Some of
right.
the worst movies I've seen this last year are Green Lantern,
yes.
or other. It's all
Thor.
Superhero.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just awful.
Yeah. So Captain America, the first Avenger, yet another prequel to the upcoming Avengers film, as all these movies have been, pretty much, released today. And I went in with pretty low expectations. And I have to say, I really, really liked this movie.
Really?
Yes. I came out just completely... I thought it was a crowd pleaser. I thought it was rousing and romantic, and I thought the movie looked beautiful. And I just and I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I thought the 3D looked pretty good.
Wow, Rafer!
Yeah, I know. I was really surprised.
Mr. Badattitude, when it comes to the comic book movies, you have nothing good to say about the comic book movies ever.
I know.
You're kind of a hater.
It won me over. It won me over. What can I tell you?
I can tell you something.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'll tell you how I feel about the movie, but you know what? Let me introduce myself first. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And this is Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer.
Wow, let me have it.
I just know you're dying to know how I felt about this movie.
I am.
Well, I actually went in with high expectations, first
of
all.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm also not a comic book movie lover. But this movie is by the same guy behind The Rocketeer.
Yeah, Joe Johnston.
Which I loved.
That's okay. All right. Good for you.
I don't know if you ever saw The Rocketeer.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I don't think I saw it since it came out, which was 90 or 91.
I think I was in high school or junior high when that movie came out. But I remember just thinking it was beautiful and loving it. And seeing the previews for this movie, I thought, oh, it looks a lot like that. He has just a great vision of what it's supposed to be, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there. And he fulfilled and then surpassed all of my expectations.
Is that right?
I thought it was amazing. I loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear
I
that.
I loved it. And not as a comic book movie. I just loved it as a movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree.
It was one of the most beautiful movies I've seen this year. Just
mm-hmm.
how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
The complete universe it creates. It never questions what it is. And it just goes full force ahead the whole time. You have a superhero who... You never once questioned, like, oh, really? How does the technology work with this? They
right.
just go, they're so committed to the story,
right.
they just make it work. And then
vibranium shield, I'll buy that.
Oh, yes. Right. I will take that vibranium shield. I will.
Sure.
You know
yeah.
what? I am a gorgeous captain in the military, and I wear lipstick in a very fitted suit all the time, and yet I'm capable of punching people out.
That's
but
right.
my hair is always perfect. It does not matter. We're not going to question this.
That's right.
Everything's just the universe that it is, and it's beautiful, and it's perfect, and I'm so happy that it ended up being good.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. And how unusual the two of us would sort of come together.
Especially on a comic book movie.
On a comic book movie.
Well, we usually agree on comic book movies,
okay,
but it's
okay.
just like, oh, that was awful, too. That
right.
was awful, too. No,
good
this
point.
Was great. I thought it was great. And I must say this. I don't think we talk enough about closing credits in this show.
Yes, okay.
This is a case where I was so glad I stayed for the closing credits.
Yes, the sort of 1940s World War II
propaganda movies
yeah, uh-huh.
that were animated in 3D.
Yeah, right. Kind of poster, you know, we can do it, Rosie the Riveter kind
yeah.
of stuff. Yeah.
And if you can, I mean, if you happen to see a 3D screening of this movie, definitely stay for the credits.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful credits. I
yes.
thought they were great.
Okay, so, and then, what do you think of Chris Evans, the guy who plays Steve Rogers, Captain America?
Captain America, who starts off as a wimpy 5'4", 90-pound weakling.
Right, right.
Getting the crap beat out of him all the time.
right, all the time.
Just constantly being beat up at the movie theater.
Right.
You know. And then he goes through that special procedure
mm-hmm.
with the help of somebody who escaped the Nazis.
Right, which I thought was an interesting touch to have the American army scientist be a German
yeah.
who had escaped the Nazis.
Yes, and with his help, then Captain America is born.
Yes.
Because through a special procedure, he goes from being 5'4" and 90 pounds to a strapping 6'2" I have no shirt on. Check it out. Sort of.
That's right. Finely misted chest, right? You can see
the baby oil.
The production assistant, right? Laying on the baby oil there. And of course, Hayley Atwell, who plays Peggy Carter, the impeccably coiffed Brit that you were talking about earlier. I thought that was a very nice scene where she kind of hands him a towel. I love that
kind
scene.
Kind of subtly, but not so subtly, just checks out the results of the procedure.
Yes, pleased. Pleased she is. I also loved the they sort of repeat this twice in the movie, but I was also fine with that. I loved the Frankensteinian lab in which he goes to get his serum injection. It's so, you know, everyone's got their hair is askew because they've got their goggles on and they're, you know, pushing the levers up and saying things like 70%, 80%.
They do that twice in a row.
Yeah, they do it twice.
Right. You know what I really, really loved, can I just say, about the bad guys?
Yes.
So the Nazis are not bad enough. So this splinter group needs to break off because
Hydra, the Nazi cult. Yes.
Yeah, because you know what? Hitler's just not badass enough.
We're
going to create our own spin-off group where we don't just heil with one hand.
Yes.
We heil with two hands.
I'm so glad you noticed
heil
that.
Hydra.
Yes. The two-fisted heil. I'm so glad you noticed that. I tried to fit it in my review somewhere. I just didn't have enough room.
Oh, it's so
but
great.
I wanted to point that out because that cracked me up. The whole time I was like, oh my God, these guys are so bad. Those are two fists in the air. How bad can you get? How bad can you get? Yeah. I have to say, Hugo Weaving plays Schmidt, who is the villain. He is Captain America's doppelganger, right? He has also taken the serum, but as the doctor explains, very simply and helpfully, it makes the good great and the bad worse.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
No more explanation needed. You know, you don't need to talk about genomes and cells and DNA. That's all you need to know. That's
like
what the serum
does. I love that the movie just commits to the story, doesn't try to over-explain anything. This is just the world we live in. It's the way it is.
And I didn't think that the villain, you know, if I had some flaws to point out about the movie, I think the villain is not necessarily the most compelling villain in the world. I mean, you know, movie Nazis are never very nuanced characters, I suppose. But he's not, you know, he's not quite as compelling as I would have liked him to be. And the plot is a little vague. You know, he does have these sort of incredible death rays, but he's using old-fashioned bombers to try to blitzkrieg America. I just kind of thought, dude, turn on the death ray. You could destroy all of New York that way, right? What's with the bomber?
As far as the nuances of the plot, though, Rafer,
yes.
Welcome to America. Welcome to Hollywood. All you need to know, he sides with the Nazis.
That's right.
He's meaner than a Nazi.
Meaner than a Nazi.
You need no other plot.
That's true.
We have a superhero.
Right.
We have somebody who is worse than a Nazi.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. So did you find him to be a true American hero, Captain America? Did he earn his name?
Yes. And you know what? Here's why. Okay. I think because, like you were saying, it's this kind of Charles Atlas fantasy, right? He starts as the skinny little guy, you know, with his skinny little limbs, all mostly done by computer imagery, which I thought was done really well. I kept kind of looking for that to see if I could tell where they'd sort of wasted him away digitally.
It was great.
But
they also had a body double, I believe.
That's right, double replacing, you know, with Chris Evans' head on the body double. So they did all kinds of trickery, but it looks really good. But that whole fantasy of the skinny bully victim becoming the muscular superhero, that whole underdog story. First of all, America loves an underdog,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we think of ourselves as the underdog, even though we clearly no longer are, but we like to think of ourselves as the underdog. And but that whole fantasy of being picked on and being too small and suddenly becoming big, to me, is sort of the reason we invented superheroes, right? I mean, that's the whole reason that these guys... That's the whole fantasy that they're feeding to us. And I feel like in the past couple of years, we've lost sight of that. And I would think of Iron Man, right, who's already a superhero. He's cocky, he's rich, he's a womanizer, he's famous.
Like,
right.
It's like, how can you be undercover when everyone knows how famous you are?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then Green Lantern, who, same thing. He starts out as this, like, Tom Cruise test pilot, who's already, like, a risk taker, daredevil. He's got no fear. You know, he sends his his plane up into the stratosphere and then bails out of it just to, you know, prove a point. He's also already a superhero.
He doesn't need to be empowered.
No.
He's probably a little too empowered already.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and then, I mean, Thor starts out as a god. All right. What? So I just kind of feel like, well, okay, you're already a god. And I kept thinking, why are all these guys so kind of, you know, hot and sort of hotshot cocky types? And what's the fun in watching those guys become even bigger hotshots and even cockier types? You know what I mean?
You know, I agree with you. I do. There's one that I really like, though. Superman.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the Superman Christopher Reeves, 1979, whatever
year
that was.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And which I kept thinking of, too, during this movie.
And I love him. And he comes to the planet Earth already having powers, much like Thor.
Right.
However, he is just a small town, rural boy.
Right.
Trying to fit in.
Exactly.
And I love that. You're just some kid who's trying to fit in, trying to make your parents happy.
Right.
Trying to, you know, do the best you can.
And also, you would be normal back on your home planet, I believe, right? You would just be a normal person back on your home planet, which does give him this little germ of vulnerability or normality. But it's funny you mention specifically Christopher Reeve, because I kept thinking about Christopher Reeve during the movie, because Chris Evans, who's really just a pretty much a total unknown, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think he was in maybe one of the X-Men films briefly, but he's essentially just a total unknown. And much like Christopher Reeve was when they picked him for Superman. And I feel like the two have kind of a similar quality in a way. I mean, I kept looking at Chris Evans and thinking, why am I so convinced by this guy? Why do I believe so wholeheartedly that he's the good guy? But that's just how you felt about Christopher Reeve too, right? You just never questioned this innate decency that he had. And I think Chris Evans has that.
I think you're right, though. Part of it's because they are unknown. You can actually believe they came out of nowhere.
Maybe.
It's hard to believe that Robert Downey Jr. came out of nowhere.
Right.
You know,
right.
Any of these guys.
Right.
But, yeah, I loved him. I thought he was, as far as the classic American superhero.
Yes.
It doesn't get much more classic than that.
I totally agree. So what do you think? Is this a good movie date?
Oh yeah, definitely. This
I
is
think so
definitely
too.
A date where you know afterwards you're like, yeah, I'll go out with you again. This is a good movie date,
and it's romantic too, right? I think it's a very romantic film,
but not dirty or smutty at any point.
No.
It's just romance, and you never actually. I don't know. It might be ruining things to say this, but it never really gets beyond kissing. With
yes.
any character in the movie.
That's correct.
No character ever does anything racier than that.
That's right.
That's pretty much it. But
that's
it's
right.
just great. I think that's fine. It's totally great that way.
Yeah, almost kind of Norman Rockwell in its way, the whole movie, right? The look and the feel and the attitude about it.
I loved it.
Me too. All right.
So
I,
good movie date for you too?
A great movie date. Yeah. Great movie date.
Yay. We agree.
I'm so happy.
All right. Let's agree again next year sometime.
Okay. Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.